Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England.
Oh my goodness, what a shot. And the runs are flowing.
On TalkSport 2.
Hi everybody, welcome to our look at the fourth day's play from Barbados. That magnificent cricket ground, the Kensington Oval, staging a very good fight back by West Indies yesterday. All credit to the captain, Craig Brathwaite, and also to Jermaine Blackwood. That partnership has, well, it's got them back in the game. They're still behind it. England still have a great opportunity if they play top-class cricket today. But the fact is that West Indies have fought and fought and fought, and they are still in this game. And not quite the sparkle of the second day's play, but certainly some intensity yesterday. Alex Tudor is here, and I'm delighted to welcome Jay Dernbach as well, who's in as the... He's our David Fairclough for Goffey today, super sub. Jade, very nice to see you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have you followed the match closely?
I have indeed. It's been an interesting watch, I guess you can put it in the sense of we've seen some things from some of the new guys. We haven't probably seen as much variation as we probably wanted from the bowling side of things, I think, as you alluded to there, Mark. Would have been good to see a bit more of Joe Root, a bit more of Dan Lawrence. Guys who probably give a bit more spin, give a bit more flight, as opposed to Jack Leach, who's just bowled a tad bit flat, I think.
What are the key things? So let's just think this through. Obviously, Jack Leach. So we've said we want more variety for him. Would you agree that the young seamers were okay but didn't look especially penetrating? What would you like to see more that you haven't seen from them, for example?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think what I'd like to see is a bit more invention. When it comes to flat surfaces and trying to manufacture wickets at times, you've got to get a bit funky. And what I mean by that, in the sense of field placements and just changing what the batter is seeing in front of him, you may not necessarily be changing what you're doing as a bowler, but just change the landscape. And that's the confidence I want to see from the bowlers. I want to see them controlling their fields, moving, having a game plan, as opposed to thinking, I'm just going to stick it at the top of off stump and hopefully something happens. Because on a flat surface, it doesn't work that way. You need to think out the box sometimes, and that's what I'd like to see from our bowling attack today.
We've got cricket about to begin here in Barbados. Thank goodness the weather relents. You do get the odd sort of skidding shower in Barbados, particularly if there's a breeze. It skids across the ground and disappears pretty quickly, and that's what's happened. We've had those trade winds have been there throughout the match and particularly strong on the first day, so thankfully it's cleared and we're ready to go. The West Indian openers are on their way, not openers, sorry, the West Indian unbeaten batsmen are on their way to the middle. The aforementioned Chris Wokes is coming down the dressing room steps with Joe Root, and Neil Manthorpe is in position and ready to fire.
Here's Matt Fisher. First delivery down the leg side, and it's glanced. It may have been off the pad, actually, but it's down to the fine leg boundary for four. No, it was off the bat, and that was very much a loosener from Matt Fisher. I mean, I'm hoping he did bowl a few proper looseners before, but into some netting that was erected on the outfield, but that did look a bit stiff.
As Mahmood turns again to Brathwaite, who's 123, and Brathwaite this time is driving. Coming off the outside edge, it's going to go into the boundary, into third man boundary for four. So the second boundary for Craig Brathwaite, the third as a matter of fact this morning. and the West Indies now 310 for four. They have avoided officially the follow-on, not perhaps like that would have been enforced anyway, but just for the record, the England team will have to bat again if they blow the West Indies out.
And that was the first target for the West Indies, that 308-run mark. They've gone up to 310 for four now, and Craig Brathwaite showing some signs of aggression. You don't usually see him playing those sorts of power shots, shots in anger. He usually caresses the ball, so it's a positive start from the West Indian captain. Excellent delivery from Jack Lee. Just spins past the outside edge of the bat, misses the stumps as well. Good pace on that, and still managed to get considerable turn, and not for the first time goes past the edge, goes past the stump, and no success for Jack Leach. But what a peach, what a gem of a delivery.
Here is Leach once again. Oh, that one spins and fizzes, and Ben Fikes has taken that one-handed. That one's just come from nowhere. Cannot get a bat on that. Goodness me, that looks like it's bounced out of a hole. Wow. A few more of those, Jack. Forward comes Brathwaite, pushing defensively out on the onside.
As my dad said, it must have hit a stone. It's hit a pebble on the pitch.
Here is Lawrence, round the wicket now. And short, pulled away by Alzari Joseph, out towards deep square leg, and almost a chance for Matt Fisher. Dan Lawrence now stands at the top of his run-up, scowling as if that was all part of the plan, and it's only just gone over Matt Fisher's head at deep square leg. We get him with a long hop, so that was the plan. Ben Stokes is into the attack for the first time, and the first delivery is steered away between slip and gully down to the boundary for four. Just a little chop, downward chop shot from Brathwaite. And if we're brutally honest, England haven't really threatened. They haven't been creating chances. One or two from Jack Leach have turned and bounced. A couple of deliveries were way too good for the night watchman, Alzari Joseph, but otherwise, basically the ball has been meeting the middle of defensive bats as Stokes is in, full and wide outside the off stump. Oh, that one's almost rolled. No shot offered from Craig Brathwaite, but it's almost rolled.
The only thing that's really stood out today is still, even though this is a very placid surface to say the least, there's not been a lot of deliveries on the stumps. Certainly not balls challenging defensive shots of the West Indian batters. Whenever you come across a slow wicket or nothing's happening, the least you want to do is keep all the modes of dismissal in your favour. And unfortunately, I think that's probably been the one thing which we haven't done this morning from an England perspective, is keep the stumps in play.
We've heard that before, manners, haven't we, from the man that was sitting in that chair for the last 3 days, isn't it? The great minds think alike, as you said. When the wicket is flat, the only way you're really going to... The modes of dismissal for me, really, are LB and bold. And then, obviously, a misjudgment in shots that get caught. As I said, there's too many balls that are wide of that stump. And I just think we need to be attacking the stumps more. But we should be... You know, these are experienced players now, for the majority of them. Someone should be relaying that to them for me.
Jade Dernbeck, you've played 64 times for England. And, I mean, you've had more tricks in your armoury than most bowlers, and that was what made you so successful. And you didn't play a test match, but do you think if you, in this situation, in a test match like this, do you think you'd be pulling out your tricks?
One of the main reasons why I ended up having as many tricks as I did is because back in the day we used to play on some pretty flat wickets at the Oval, and many a championship game would be petering on by with not a lot of assistance happening, and you had to find a way to make something happen, and they had to be developed a game and have some different options.
Leach in, punched away off the back foot defensively, no run. Because we're in a kind of holding pattern at the moment, aren't we? We're seeing more and more of the same.
And that's the thing. The same thing clearly hasn't worked on the surface leading up to this point. So that was why I was so keen before play started, was hoping we'd see different game plans, different options from the bowlers. Because you have to go on the front foot in a situation like this, create some feel, create some theatre, in order to get batters to play some poor shots and take those wickets. That's the only way it's going to happen on a surface this placid.
So what are you thinking? Slower ball bounces? And
I think, yeah, absolutely. Mix it up. Have a man back leg side, run up, bowl some fast off cutters and ask him to drive. Leave an extra cover open and have all your catches on the leg side. Have three short catches. We talk about the great Shane Warne. He used to come up with some extraordinary fields.
Pushed away defensively, no run.
certainly in his Hampshire days, just creates theatre, just creates an option or something for the batter to think about if there's nothing happening from the surface. And from a bowling perspective, run up, you have a free license to go and try things. There's plenty of rough out there. Seamers can run up, put it outside the off stump and ask him to drive through extra cover with the ball spinning.
Here is Ben Stokes. He doesn't mind. And that's chopped away into the gully and caught. Dan Lawrence takes the catch and Alzari Joseph, the night watchman, has gone. It's Ben Stokes. Who else who makes something happen? We'd all given up hope. I'm not sure that he was bowling for the slash cut into the gully, but who cares? He's got a wicket. He's got the breakthrough. The night watchman has gone.
I love the tune. DJ's just playing a little bit of Bob. Don't worry about a thing. It's a great tune. Azari Joseph, he'll be looking... he'll be bitterly disappointed. After facing 75 balls, he got a wide one, short and wide. And he'll be looking for that to go to the boundary. But Lawrence is close there at gully. Taking a really good catch. Azari Joseph has to depart for 19. West Indies 336 for 5. Live here on TalkSport 2.
Here's Stokes. That's a lovely stroke from Jason Holder. It's a tad over pitch by Stokes. Perfectly reasonable delivery and lovely off drive. Dead straight bat. And the former captain moves to 8.
There's Walks balls again on the middle stump. Defending into the onside, no run. The over ends. So it looks to me like it's over lunch and time. And that's going to be the first break after the session started with the West Indies on 288 for 4 overnight. 34 overs in this session. They have scored 63 runs in the session. It was a bit truncated because of rain. They've only lost one wicket. And after England making 507 for 90 cleared, the West Indies have staged a pretty solid and pretty grand reply. We'll give you the scorecard in just a moment, but for his impressions on the session, here's Steve Harbison.
Can't fault England's effort, endeavour, trying to make a breakthrough. Huge amount of credit again. I'm getting sick of saying this about the discipline and the concentration of Craig Brathwaite. Jason Holder's came in and ably backed him up for 40 balls. But England are short. England, they've come on a fact-finding mission from a bowler's point of view, away from home, without our great two, to try and find out what we've got in the tank. And I can't fault the effort. The effort's been there. They've ran in. They've kept the West Indies down to 2.32 and over. Have they looked threatening? Not really. Has the wicket looked as though it's got anything in it from a threatening point of view? Not really. The disappointment thing from me, we've got a spin bowler that's bowled 60 overs. He's got one for 107 on a wicket that's turned a little bit. And I think he probably realised at the end of this that he probably could have been a little bit more in the threatening stakes and challenged the outside edge. But all in all, the game's going really nowhere because obviously England have got a 150-run lead. They desperately need to break this game. Try and get the game to go in fast forward. If they can get a 50, 60, 70, 80 run lead, that will probably be the best outcome at this minute in time for England. But trying to get these last five wickets after what we've seen in the first 151 overs seems as though it's going to be a tall order.
So the Windies trail. They're still trailing this contest by some 156 runs. But at lunch, there are 351 for 5. Please rejoin us then after the break.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
So we're moving the first ball after lunch now. And balls to Holder. And Holder is on driving in the air. Eerie fairy, but no cause of concern. Lees just picks it up there at mid-wicket and there's no run. So we've got a slip. We've got a backward point in the cover. Mid-off, mid-on. A mid-wicket that is straightish. Backward square leg on the boundary. We've got a fine leg and a leg slip. Very interesting field for Mahmood to start back here. The ground still looks a peach. And then we've got the crowd and the spectators, which to me have built since lunch. Perhaps some of them slept in late after being out in Oystens and all over Barbados last night in the gap. It was little England in Barbados last night, I can tell you, as Mahmood comes in and bowls to Holder. And Holder is hitting this in the air. This is going out to mid-on. Chance for a catch. Is he going to gift this wicket away? Yes, he does. Catch taken. And a very good one there, taken as two by Fisher. It was in the air. It was blowing and gliding gliding really in the air. Fisher was under it, but he was not settled, and in the end he took it kind of running back. Hold the goals, that's a gift of a wicket really, pulling or trying to pull a short ball, and he didn't suggest any control over that shot. The Windies have lost their second ball after lunch. It's now 351 for six.
And it's a first wicket for Mahmood in Test match cricket. One debutant to the other, Matt Fisher taking the catch, making sure that his counterpart gets that first wicket. And you can see the elation in Saqib Mahmood's face once he's gotten that wicket. Remember, Barry did get one yesterday, bowled Jim in Blackwood, but as it turned out, it was a no ball. So he had to wait some time for his first wicket in Test match cricket, and it was the wicket of Jason Holder, who played an impetuous stroke. It wasn't short enough for that pull shot. It's just a second ball after lunge, and he was trying to go for something that wasn't there. In the end, just getting a lot of height and no distance, and a well-judged catch in the end from Matthew Fisher. It was always swirling around in the air with that wind blowing across the ground, but he kept his eyes on it all the way, and in the end had to dive slightly backward to complete the catch. So early success for England after they've toiled in the morning session for just the solitary wicket, one wicket quite quickly after lunch.
Well, could that be the door that England were looking to open?
Here is Saqib Mahmood once again. And oh, big appeal for leg before wicket. That could be quite close. Up goes the finger. He thought about it, did Joel Wilson. He gave it due consideration. He went through his checklist. And up went the right index finger, and Joshua De Silva has walked down the wicket to have a chat to his captain, but the timer is out. Too late. Can't review. Unless he did review it. He did review it. Sorry. Beg your pardon.
TV umpire to director. We have a player's review for LBW.
I don't think he hit it.
The original decision given is
out. It looks good.
Check the front foot. Fair delivery established.
It's just a little bit of reverse swing. I mean, just not much, and it's not particularly late.
Yeah, he's gone,
isn't he?
Doesn't appear to be any bat involved, but I like to use other edge.
He's gone.
Crashing into the middle and off.
Ball and bat.
I get, you know, we get to a situation where teams are using reviews because they have them. Hang on.
There's a spike as the ball is next to the bat.
Oh, Jay.
Satisfied that there is
Jay
contact
back
between
back
bat and ball.
I'm
going to go back to drill on
the field. Inside edge, and he's
drill,
correct.
I'm going to ask you to change your out decision to not out.
No plum pie.
There have been more reviews and overturns in these first two test matches than we are accustomed to. And there's been a... There have been... I reckon that's the eighth time that an LBW's been given in the last two test matches. That's the eighth time that an LBW's been given and the batsman's hit it. And yet, you know, there are some series where you just think, oh, the umpires are really, really struggling. I mean, it doesn't feel like the umpiring has been poor, but there have been an unusually high number of wrong decisions. And Joshua De Silva survives.
Here's Leach. Yes, okay. Braithwaite works that to mid-on and has to hurry. He hit it and went. And I wouldn't say mid-on was dozy, but he was just deep enough not to be able to attack the ball, and that takes him to 150. It's a lovely innings, this. It's not a, I don't mean that so much aesthetically as for its ability for his team and its ability to hold the match, basically, to ensure that England don't break away from West Indies. It's a captain's performance, and all those old cliches, they work for this tremendous example that he's set. 458 balls, 648 minutes. 10 hours and 48 minutes. Just 16 boundaries in it, that's all. Strike rate of 32. Whoa, you need some staying power for that kind of a performance. Well played, Craig Brathwaite. He's gone to 150. Leach now bowls to Joshua De Silva. That one might be out. Ooh, well, England seems certain. He went to glance it, and they're saying he glanced it inside edge onto thigh pad and out to that leg slip fielder or leg gully fielder, who they finally got in the right place. So England are reviewing it.
Appears as if the ball has missed the bat on this first shot. Sorry, let me just follow through for LBW as well. It's pitching in line. The impact's outside off. Going to go back to Nigel on field. Nigel, I'm going to ask you to stay with your original decision of not out.
Yeah, well, the original decision by Nigel Duggar has been backed up by the third umpire, and actually there was no need to look for the LBW either. I think that's something as De Silva comes forward and blocks a full ball straight back down the pitch to Jack Leach. I think it's something the ICC could look at in speeding up the DRS.
I just want to talk about this. You're right when you say in that particular case we could have sped things up, and I think the 100 did much better with DRS than I've seen almost any other competition in the world ever handle with it. The 100 seemed to be a lot more practical with the way they use DRS. But that's another example of a third umpire who's not used to being a third umpire, who doesn't know the protocols, that they have to look at that. Almost missed looking for that LBW. Doesn't matter in that case because it was never going to hit the stumps. We really should have specialist third umpires by now. It's a completely different skill set. You need to understand what the producers do, what the camera people can show you, all the protocols. Being a third umpire once every third test means we're going to have a lot more errors that we don't need to have.
I think that all three umpires in the match should rotate. I don't think an umpire should do more than two sessions a day. And I think they should all be trained in understanding the technology and understanding the protocol. And I think that would give a greater level of consistency. I think it's a difficult job for three sessions a day, every day, for 5 days without a rest day. Oh, we've got a ball that's gone through the top. It has flown from back of a length just outside off stump, taken by Ben Folkes above head height, and Brathwaite had to throw back his head to avoid it. It was like the days of fast and nasty, the days of pace like fire. A ball that Joel Garner would have been very pleased with.
I think third umpire, they are all trained and they're still making mistakes. I think it's a specialist position that's unlike any
other.
Are
you saying that a specialist third umpire would be more trained than the current umpires?
I think that, well, it's not about just training then at that point. They would be doing that job for 5 days in a row, so they would get far better at it. Huh. I don't think you can be a third umpire once every, or for 5 days every 15 days and expect to be as good as it.
I think that you can be a third umpire one out of three sessions every day.
I don't mind your thing. I just don't think... I think there are too many third umpires who are not as savvy when it comes to how the technology works and what to ask for. They are brilliant umpires on the field, and I think they should be kept on the field. And almost all the other sports have this already. Specialist third referees who sit in TV trucks, who understand what to ask for straight away. I just think it's where cricket will go to eventually, would be my guess.
Fancy this. We get to drinks on the middle session of day four before they put us together, Harmy. Have we upset the director? Have we done something wrong together?
It's been a while, Manners. It's been a while. Cricket Collective, I think, was on Monday was the last time we spoke properly. And we've got an interesting show coming up this week to talk about an absolute boring test match. Well, hopefully it's not a boring test match finish. But I think we have upset somebody because we haven't been put on together. Somebody's upset. I think there's quite a few bowlers will be quite upset with this groundsman.
She's a relatively short spice bowled him. Jack Leach has bowled Craig Brathwaite for 160. Well, well, well. His 489th delivery proves to be his final one. And Jack Leach has worked as hard as any bowler could ever work for a test wicket. It's only his second, but the immovable, irresistible Craig Brathwaite has finally proved to be human.
He sure has. One defensive shot too many.
It's been 54 overs since Chris Wokes has bowled, so I mean he can certainly run in a bit, can't he?
Yeah, he's been underused to say the least, I think, Mark, and like I say, sometimes when you're struggling for a bit of form, the best time is to come in with a few tail enders beckoning in front of you, and you get the opportunity to get a few somewhat cheap wickets, and it just do wonders for your form.
That's close. That is really close. In fact, it's out. It swung in a bit, and Roach had hardly got forward. It just got out of maybe out of the crease by 6 inches or so. Whether it swung too much, I suppose, is the question, but I suspect that it's clipping leg stump.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to be overturned here. Umpire's raised his finger. Nice delivery from Wokes. I think he's just ridden the wind there with the ball. Bit of in swing to Kemar Roach. Has trapped him on the pad. It'll be interesting to
TV
see. He's done too much.
Pitching outside off. Impact in line. Wicket. Umpire's call. And we'll go back to Joel on field. Joel, stay with your original decision. You're on screen now.
That's a lovely wicket for Chris Wokes.
Here's a bouncer from Wokes to complete the over. The 178th over of the innings.
And the West Indies, a bouncer, and it's ducked underneath by Joshua De Silva, who remains on 24 for Sami Pamall, has four. And, well, we've had three wickets in that session, which I think it's the second most productive, but an over rate of just 12 and a half an hour, and a run rate of just a fraction over 1.5. So 27 overs, 3 for 45. Three wickets for 45 runs in 27 overs. And that's actually one of the more interesting sessions that we've had over the last couple of days. We'll take a short break after I've reminded you just very quickly of the score. Once again, the West Indies are 394 for 8 and still trailing England by 111 runs. Joshua De Silva will resume after tea on 24 for Sami Pamall on 4. We'll take a short break. Be back with you in a moment.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Right, it plays about to get underway for the final session on day 4 of the second test match, and we'll hand you over to Samuel Badry and Barry Wilkinson.
396 rate, and this game still very interesting. They trail by 111, it's Nelson, but at the moment it's Mahmood, and he's bowling to De Silva, and De Silva gets a delivery that keeps it outside the line of the off stump, and there's no run. So the Barmy Army all of a sudden have woken up. Things seem a little bit livelier after a couple of wickets for England. And Samia Badri, who is with me, is perhaps saying that this game is still pretty much open up.
Very much so, Barry. I do sincerely think that this game has a lot of life left in it, given the fact that England still have such a healthy lead, 111. And if they can knock over these two remaining wickets quite quickly and get into their stride in their second innings, then who knows, Mahmood in once again. This one is down the leg side, might be off the pad, races away down to the fine leg boundary, will be four. Umpire Nigel Duguid reckons that it's off the bat, so it's four runs for Joshua De Silva. 400 comes up for the West Indies, 400 for eight. De Silva moves on to 28, Virasamy Pillmore unbeaten on four from 16 deliveries. But yeah, like I say, if they can get these two wickets quite quickly and then get, 60, 70 runs before the close of play, and they're ahead by 160 or so going into the fifth day, then anything can happen. Mahmood comes in once again outside the line of the off stump, watches that quite cautiously on the back foot. Joshua De Silva pushes it to the field at backward point, no run the result. Mahmood comes in once again. This one is a huge appeal, has to be given, he's given. And he reviews it immediately for Sami Pamall, but I think that one is absolutely plump. And it will be the second test match wicket for Saqib Mahmood. He's been unrelenting. He's worked tirelessly throughout this test match.
Review for
and
LBW.
That one on the line of the stumps.
TV umpire.
A huge
director.
Appeal. Pamall, I just think that he's using LBW. This review for the sake
the
of it because they have it.
Out. Front foot check. Fair delivery established. Can we move on to frontal and spin pigeon, please?
That looks to me like it's hitting middle of the leg.
Yeah, clearly,
shouldn't be a hard decision.
Involved. But I'll use Uttredge to confirm that.
Uttredge confirms that there's no bat.
Yeah, there's a gap between the bat and ball. Satisfied there's no bat involved. Can we move on to ball tracking when ready?
Ball tracking now coming up. Yeah, and I think
ball tracking
he's
coming
out.
Up. He's pitching outside off. Impact in line, wickets hitting. I'm going to go back to Nigel on field. Nigel, stay with your original decision. You're on screen now, you can make your signal.
Yeah, I just think it was a matter of tokenism. Like you mentioned, it's available and you might as well use it, but he knew that it was absolutely plumb. But you just never know with the technology. You take a chance, you take a gamble, it's available. And I don't blame him whatsoever. But in the end, a wonderful delivery from Saqib Mahmood. That one pitching just back of a length and skidding onto Pumal before he knew it. Hit plumb in front and was hitting just the top of middle stump. Very good decision from umpire Nigel Duguid. That's as plumb as they get. And the final batsman for the West Indies is out in the middle, Jaden Seals.
Leach again. Struck on the pad once more. Up goes the finger. He's out, LBW. Jack Leach has a third wicket and the West Indies are 410 all out. Hello. They've reviewed it.
TV
Do you know what?
Director.
I wondered whether it was spinning too much.
Yeah, but there's review for it.
I really did. I thought that I was worried about that. I may be premature with my call.
Fair delivery established.
It's been reviewed.
He
has given
you
it.
Roll that for me.
Given it quite a turn, hasn't
yeah,
he? From the rough
no
outside off stump. There's
Can
definitely no bat involved.
Ready?
I reckon it's going to be umpire's call.
Just clipping leg. It's definitely hit him in line, isn't it?
Outside off. Impacts in line.
Missing.
It's missing.
It's missing leg field. Stump.
John, I ask you to change your out decision to not hold you on screen. Now make your signal.
For the, I don't know how many times. Actually, I do. I made a note. I said
it's nine. Is it nine? I think you.
Nine
when you said it last
turn?
Time, it was eight. This yeah. is nine, I think, Manners.
No. It was eight that have been reviewed because the batsman hit it. It's been more. It's more like 17 over overrules now in the two tests, Antigua and here.
That is out, LBW. I'll wager. Yep, up goes the finger. And I'm not sure, well, unless he's hit it. He thinks he's hit it. He signalled immediately for a review. And he did point to his bat, so we'll see. Let's have a listen. It's De Silva, by the way, the batsman.
There's no bat in that, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there's a gap between bat and ball. Satisfied there's no bat involved. Can we move on to ball track and pitch in line, impacts in line, wickets hitting. I'm going to go back to Joel on field. Joel, stay with your original out decision. You're on screen now.
Up goes Joel Wilson's finger confirming what we originally thought. So Jack Leach finishes with a wicket and figures of 3 for 118 from 69 overs and 5 ball. Alex Tudor's here as well. England leave the field very relieved. It's over, I'm sure. The total, I think 411. Yeah, that's correct. 411 from 187 overs and 5 balls. Seals finishes unbeaten on 5, but it really is a story written almost entirely by Craig Brathwaite and Jermaine Blackwood. Brathwaite batted 489 balls for his 160, a marathon performance to keep West Indies in this game. Blackwood 215 balls for 102, and then down the order, the contributions from three of the players with De Silva, the last one out, LBW, to Jack Leach. One for Wokes, one for Fisher. 25 overs, 5 maidens, 1 for 67 for Fisher on debut. And also on debut, Mahmood, 27 overs, 2 for 58. A wicket for Lawrence. A couple for Ben Stokes, who bowled very well. 29 overs, 10 maidens, 2 for 65 for Ben Stokes. Chris Wokes picking up a wicket as well. The advantage here for England, 96 runs, which is valuable. There's plenty of time left this evening. We'll go on half an hour later than we would usually because of those rain delays. So, yeah, England could reasonably expect to be 150 in front by the close of play. I mean, there probably is too much to do if we're realistic to try to win the game, but I'm sure Joe Root will declare at some stage tomorrow, assuming that there isn't a disastrous batting collapse. Anyway, it's Alex Lees who's going to be on, striked Kemar Roach. Seems a long time since we first saw this. That was the first morning, of course, after Joe Root had won the toss. England have an advantage of 96 as this innings gets underway. Can they make anything of it? I'm just trying to do the maths on how many overs are left tonight. Does anybody know? Here's Roach then, round the wicket to Lees, who looks to pull the first ball. It bounces quite high, actually. And if anything, he was through the shot a bit early.
Roach bowls to Lees, who's cutting beautifully. That's gone back on a point for four. It deserved the boundary. It was short, it was wide, and Lees went after it and gets four.
Good shot, Alex Lees, good shot.
Seals bowls again to Crawley. Turned down to the five leg boundary for four. Was it pad or was it bat? It's runs. So four runs there to Zach Crawley. He goes now to 8. 21 without loss. Roach again to Crawley, and Crawley is wrapped in the pad. It's allowed to appeal for LBW. He's given him. Crawley's been given. Will you review this? Just as you said, Steve Harbison, Roach was kind of setting him up for that. And he's taken the bait. He's also going upstairs to review it.
I'd be walking off here if I was Zach Crawley, I think. I think he's not seen any replay. Not yet, but that was a perfect setup by Kemar. Wide, wide, wide.
Thanks,
waiting
Nigel.
For him to fall over. And he bowls the straight one. Is it straight enough?
TV umpire to director.
So ball was pitched outside off, pitched in line, missing. Zach Crawley lives to survive another day. And the Windies are in despair. They can't believe that. My goodness. So umpire Nigel Duggan has to correct that decision. Kemar Roach is having a laugh.
Oh, he's having a laugh. So am I. After that's out. Kemar Roach, he can't believe that's been given. Not out.
Here he comes in again and bowls. This one is short and is pulled. And pulled well. That's going to go into the boundary. Four runs there to Zach Crawley. He's been looking for that shot in the last couple of overs. This one he timed and timed perfectly. Four runs to end the over. 35 without loss. He moves to 20. And Leeds is on 14 with four overs to go in this contest today.
What is the light situation? Does it look dark?
Yeah, it does. It is a bit dark. But what's so funny about it is that they asked for the light meter. Joe Wilson collected it, but he hasn't used it yet. I'm not sure if he's waiting to come back to the stumps to use it. Let's wait and see. Yes, I think he's coming back to the stumps to use it. He puts it on top of the stumps, like just where the bales are. And I think they'll make a decision from there as to if the light is good or not.
Be fair, the batter shouldn't be worried about Braffitt bowling, should they? Not that they shouldn't worry about the pace.
Yeah, well, he actually said it's good enough. So hold on. They're coming off. I'm totally confused. The umpire put the bails back on and said, let's go. And then he asks Craig Braffitt. And Braffitt and the batsmen decided that they're going to go off and they had enough for the day. So that's play, gentlemen. England 40 without loss at the close. It's been a very quiet kind of day. Today's play, only 163 runs for an entire day and 6 wickets being taken, 85 overs and 5 balls. This has been an attritional day. Yes, we've had some rain, but we haven't actually seen anything flamboyant or flurry. So it was a very hard day to watch in Test cricket. Nevertheless, tomorrow promises better. England, they lead by 136 as they are 40 without loss. Leeds is on 18. Crawley is on 21. It's just a matter of perhaps seeing if England will declare at some point in the day and make a game of it, or if they'll just face it out and just sort of battle. They know that there's no way that no one can win this game. To me, it's looking like that right now, but you never know what can happen in the morning.
Well, that's it for another edition of Following On. Thanks for listening. And if you ever have any ideas for guests or have questions for the likes of Steve Harmison or Neil Manthorpe, feel free to tweet me at Fulham John or via at @cricket_TS. And either I or one of the team will make sure your questions are read out on the show at the earliest convenience. Also, please take the time to leave a review. And if you're already a subscriber, then tell your mates to do the same. And if you want more content from the likes of Steve Harmison, then head over to his YouTube channel and tell him I sent you. Thanks for listening to Following On.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.